Hey guys, it's the Faruqi Brothers. Today, we're going to be talking all about the future of the DC Extended Universe, give some hints at what we're hearing these days about what's coming next, and then break down all the information that you guys have been looking for from us specifically. A lot of you guys have asked for it, so let's get right into it. Let's look at the DCEU and why the future now is better than it was since at least 2016. And you know, when you look at all of this, you got to chart a timeline. And for me, I think the timeline starts in November. And in November of 2019, we know that Zack was speaking with Warner Brothers and AT&T to release the Snyder Cut, right? And what does that mean? You know, and to understand what that means, you got to understand what the game plan was for Warner Brothers when it comes to the DC Extended Universe. And as you guys know, after Batman v Superman has been, we all know the story at this point, that studio interference really kind of hurt that film. And then because of the film's critical reception, the future films were also hurt. In this case, Justice League and Suicide Squad. And then obviously with Wonder Woman, they got a kick back into high gear. And then they decided after Wonder Woman that, you know what? The extended universe is not that important after all. Instead, let's just focus on individual characters. And we all know the studio interference story when it comes to DC. You know, starting with Batman v Superman, we know that they didn't let Zack's original cut come out in time, which later got released as the Ultimate Edition. But, you know, it didn't stop there. Because of the critical reception of Batman v Superman, you got Suicide Squad and Justice League, two films that were heavily cut up. And, of course, one has become a success story now that Zack Snyder's Justice League will appear on HBO Max. But what a lot of people don't understand still is that in 2018 and 2019, DC's approach, particularly under Walter Hamada, was that they want to kind of stay away from the cinematic universe aspect that Marvel really perfected for the general audiences. And instead decided, let's focus on, you know, the worlds of DC. Let's focus on one franchise at a time, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Shazam, and let them kind of exist in their own world with very light interweaving, which we all know is a far cry from what Zack Snyder's original plans were, which was really kind of interwebbing into one kind of saga, you know, something more similar to Lord of the Rings or to Star Wars than the MCU. So again, now cut to November of 2019, which is where I started, where this timeline really started, and when the DCEU got fixed. And we're gonna look at a bunch of actors, bunch of movies that kind of intersect at this point, at November of 2019, and then see why the Snyder Cut really is a big reason why the DCEU is back in a big way. So
yeah, I mean, you're right. And with the whole timeline, you're right. They originally, the plan was, like you said, a very contained saga that involved these characters from beginning to end, a very finite thing. And then they abandoned that, obviously, after the failure of Justice League critically and monetarily. And they tried their little separate universe thing. I feel like now, I think along with November 2019, a lot of the executives and people in charge at the time, they're not in power anymore. So I think the people who are in power, like Jim Lee and everybody who's making the decisions now, are going for the right direction. And they're kind of doing a mix now. Like, they have separate stuff like, you know, Reeves' Batman and Joker, but then they're kind of also re-bringing together all their other existing DC properties like Shazam and Birds of Prey and Aquaman. And obviously, you know, there's going to be some more crazy stuff that really brings it together soon. But you know, it's good to know that they have faith back in this system and in the universe to really expand on and push it further with what they have instead of dropping it altogether.
I think they also got betrayed by the numbers. I mean, when Batman v Superman came out, it didn't make a billion, but it did well. But then Wonder Woman making $700 million, I think for them, they looked at that and they were like, yo, if we can make a movie with one hero, with less, like, basically, like, less of a hassle. Because like, when you have an expectation for a movie to make a billion, like Batman v Superman, you have Batman and Superman the movie, you have them setting up the Justice League film, so you actually have cameos from The Flash, Aquaman, all these other heroes. So when the expectation is so high and then it doesn't hit that expectation, it's considered to be a failure. So Wonder Woman came out, and Wonder Woman was like, first time Wonder Woman came out, and it was a big success critically as well, which boosted it. But I think that kind of messed with them, because then when Justice League was coming out, they kind of they were like, all right, let's take the flavor of the MCU and try to inject it in an already moving machine. You already started something, which means you built a fan base, right? Man of Steel, Batman, Superman, regardless of what people think, it built a fan base. And the fan base is core, and it's actually, I would argue, majority, because the critics are a minority in terms of numbers. And the people that actually, people on Twitter that hate this movie are also, they're just a vocal minority. They have a speakerphone that's more, it's louder than everybody else. So I think they got tripped up with that. I think they, but now that they're going back to their original type of plan, and I don't think they're going back to the original plan. I think what they're doing now is, it's a counter reaction, right? So now they're going to have movies like The Flash, where they're going to do things that are probably more insane than we probably ever thought. Like, they're going to do things now. They're going to go all the way now because they went the other way, it didn't work. So now they're going to try this way. And to be honest, because they have a core fan base, they don't have to – they're not going to abandon it if it doesn't do MCU numbers. They're going to build, right? And eventually it will do that. Those numbers will come eventually when you build that.
Yeah,
that
and fan. I mean, if – and like you said, with The Flash and other future movies, they kind of have an opportunity, a big opportunity to, you know, course correct history, so to say, you know, and like really bring everything back together in the way they want to.
Yeah, and a big reason for that is, again, what's happening internally. You know, you got to look at who was in charge of the DCEU in 2016.
I think Snyder cut already does that.
He does.
I think it's Snyder cut, especially if they say it's canon to the world. Like, who cares? Right. Like,
yeah, and it will be. It will be. And I think it's worth noting that, again, the importance of the streaming wars. What does the streaming wars mean to the bigger picture? You know, and now people are spending money, corporations, like, it's monopoly money. They don't care anymore. Disney, Warner Brothers, everyone. They're going to be spending Netflix. They're going to be spending hundreds of millions of dollars to have even the slightest edge over someone else. And we all know, Clayino said in our podcast in 2018 that, listen, the streaming service is the key, like, for the Snyder Cut, because the money is different. The way you release it is different. And it's a big reason why it came out. And when
the reaction happened, is different too.
Exactly.
The reaction is different too. Cause now you took out the critical reception to these, to TV, like things that come out on streaming services. It's less effective just because people are watching it in the comfort of their home. They don't have to go anywhere. You know, like, they don't have to go out on a weekend and spend money to go watch, these type of movies. They watch it in the comfort of their home, and they don't let the opinion of a blogger or a weirdo stop them, because it's right there, you know. So exactly. that takes out some negatives from the previous experience.
Yeah, the ease of access and like just it being available completely everywhere makes it just easier for the people, for the fans, or anybody else who might not even know or care to be like, oh, what is this? And if you're already paying for the stream service, if you already have it, then might as well watch it, might as well view it. And it just makes it easier. Like you said, the critic power over streaming isn't as strong as their power over films, which, like you said, requires people to get up and go and make an effort when this is just so readily available for you.
And like you said, that establishes why they won't be backing out. And they're not going to be backing out now, from my understanding. But it's also important to look at the power. Who's in power at what year? Who's doing what at what time, you know? So in 2013, you know, we know it was Christopher Nolan who was given the keys that, listen, we're trying to build something. Why don't you bring someone on? They actually want him to do it, but he's like, you know what? Let me bring this guy. He's a visionary and he's gonna make it happen. And they brought Zach. Now, there were people at the time, let's call it what it is. In 2013, there were other people who wanted to make their Superman movie and it didn't happen. You know, it didn't happen. And there were people who wanted to launch their own cinematic universe and it did not happen, right? And then we saw in 2016, we saw in 2017 that people who were pushed up, you know, like Jeff Johns, like Kevin Tsuchihara, who was the CEO at the time, these are people who saw opportunities that, you know what, let's change things in a way that might help the general audience more. Again, everything was copying what the MCU model is, right? So we all know what happened. But then after Justice League, not only was the board almost wiped clean because Jeff Johns got demoted to a different position, I think Toby Emmerich got put in a different position. Everyone, a lot of the people who had something to do with Justice League were either demoted or fired or let go, or they left themselves. It's almost like a clean slate. So what happened? Who did they bring on next? They brought Walter Hamada, right? And Hamada, what is Hamada's What is his forte? He's all about low-budget movies that can make big returns, right? So he's a big part of New Line. And so you look at who he worked with and what's his movie. His movie right away is Shazam, right? That's his, like, first, I think, contribution. Even though I think Aquaman came out during his tenure as leadership, it was already being built during the Geoff Johns era. So I consider Aquaman kind of like a mix between the Snyder era, because Snyder's group is the one who kind of brought James Wan in, but also Geoff Johns, who was a big part of the script, and obviously he's a big part of Aquaman's history, right? So we're at the Walter Hamada stage now. And we're at the Walter Hamada stage until, and this is what I think, and I think this is what we're hearing, this is what we're hearing, until Jim Lee changed things a little bit. And Jim Lee, first of all, I think Dan Ditto, he left recently, I think that was coming a long time now. So the hierarchy at DC was always Jim Lee and Dan Ditto, right? Now Dan leaves, even though he left later on, it was already kind of, the wheels were moving in that direction. Jim Lee takes a bigger position, not only as leading DC normally, he leads DC all around now. So now he has a big step in what's happening here, what's happening there. And listen, we can tell you, he was one of the people who saw the Snyder Cut in November. He saw it with the executives. And let's just say he's one of the big reasons why the deal got pushed through. He made sure that, listen, this thing should have been out. And from my understanding, not only did he say that this had to come out, he said this will change everything. He said this is a movie, Zack Snyder's Justice League, that has the potential to not only change the DCEU, it'll make comic sales go up. It'll make everything go up. And I think he had a very good point, right? So we get into November. Snyder Cut got discussed at the time. And then we know that November 2019 happened and things are crazy. And we made a million tweets. There's a reason why Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot were all tweeting. We all know why. And the coordinated push was successful, right? So now we know the Snyder Cut's coming out. But what else is getting affected now? Just because Zack Snyder Justice is coming out, what else is getting affected? Well, let's take point number one. Let's take Henry Cavill's situation, right?
We all know that Henry Cavill was desperate to come back as Superman, but Warner Brothers has zero interest in bringing him back. But if we're moving forward with this universe, then we know that Henry Cavill Superman is key to the universe.
Yeah, so we know that Henry Cavill had the money situation where he asked for a certain amount that the studio didn't think he deserved,
a headless Superman in Shazam.
Yeah, well, he wanted to come back, but again, when the contract situation wasn't working. So we know Danny Garcia, who represents The Rock, wants Henry Cavill. Well, Henry Cavill wants to be in Black Adam, and we know that she pushed for that. But at the same time, like, the fans, from a fan perspective, everyone wanted a Man of Steel sequel. Majority of the people have been, like, he's trended on Twitter a few times about, like, having his own film. And people know that Henry Cavill, one, has a look of Superman, and two, he is a fan favorite. Even the people that dislike the tone of his, especially the first few movies, they admit that, okay, this guy, like, can pull off something different if you give him the right director and all that stuff. Not that I agree with that, but I honestly think that's stupidity. But at the same time, it's one of those things that's there, and it kind of explains his whole...
Yeah, and more is, like, why, how did the Snyder Cut impact him? Because it did. We all know, I mean, again, I don't want to get into too much stuff, but there's a reason why Henry Cavill didn't say this is Snyder Cut in November, right? And it's because the plans were different. He had certain other ideas that he wanted to go for, right? There's some certain things his management wanted to go for that in time did not coincide with the Snyder Cut. And we all internally knew the only way for Henry Cavill to ever be Superman again long-term was Snyder if Cut. The Snyder Cut comes out, right? And what do you know? Like, when the deal was closed, Danny Garcia, WB, AT&T, they worked it out. And they made sure Henry Cavill showed up in that Zack Snyder live stream. That wasn't coincidence, right? There's a reason to show that to as many people that Henry Cavill is back as Superman, right? And then we saw a few days later, The Hollywood Reporter dropped an article saying that, yes, he is coming back, but not for a solo film, but he's going to be cameoing in a lot of movies, right? And they specifically mentioned he could cameo in either Flash, in Aquaman 2, or in Black Adam, right? So those are his three options. And Supergirl got shelved, but if Supergirl ever came back, then he would also be in line for that. But we all know also internally that, you know, listen, if the Snyder Cut does well, if Zack Snyder's Justice League does well, everything opens up. The gates open up for what the franchise.
Well, there's gonna be a Justice League 2. If his first thing is a hit, and the thing is, it's set up in a way now where it has a good chance. Even if people are gonna debate, and we know with Zack Snyder's movies that it's always polarizing. He makes his movies that way, where you have to talk about them, you have to actually like think about them. People take opinions and stuff. They take different positions on it. He makes his movies that way. So I think DC's gonna realize that, yo, like, this is much better than giving another director like a chance to make a Justice League movie that, even if it does well, it's not gonna be remembered in the same way. And two, it might not make more money. It's just simply, it might not make that much. Even that money is not. Batman Superman made more than Justice League, the Justice League they put out in theater. So there's that thing. And then this thing, to kind of switch, unless you guys want to talk more about Henry Cavill.
No, switch gears.
Switching gears. Another thing this kind of impacts is the Suicide Squad that we never got to see.
Yeah.
David Ayer has a different, I mean, he's pretty much, at this point, he's pretty much kind of like said that there's another cut. That it would take like almost nothing to. Obviously, his situation was different because Zack Snyder's stuff wasn't done completely when he left, right? But at least the version that we're gonna get. But David Ayer finished. He has everything in one spot. He would just. I'm guessing he would need money to just put it together.
Yeah, I mean, listen. With the Snyder Cut releasing this, not only like Schwarzenegger unlocks doors for the future, this can allow you to kind of look back and refix things that were wrong back then. And listen, I mean, door's open.
The door is definitely open. And like we said, if Snyder Cut comes out, I mean, I keep saying if, because we're saying that when it comes out next year, obviously it's coming out in chapters, right? It's coming out in a series format. And when it does, it's going to do well. And if it does really well, listen, you think AT&T is not going to spend money? They spent $20 million an episode on Game of Thrones, right? Per episode. And you think it's not hard to put commission 6-7 episode run for Justice League season 2? It's not. No, it's not difficult. So,
and people are going to ask for it because now the thing is the fans know that if they scream loud enough, they're going to be heard. Like, they're actually going to be heard. So
it's free
fans
money. Aren't dumb.
Yeah, it's, you, why would you not, right? Why would you not go? Yeah.
They're not screaming at you in a way that they're cursing you out. They're literally telling you, here's our money. They're like throwing your wallet at Warner Brothers. Take the money. And now AT&T is like, you know what? Let's take the money. And they're going to take it. Guess what? You want more money? Keep greenlighting projects, you know? Keep greenlighting projects. Greenlight stuff with Ben Affleck. Greenlight stuff with Henry Cavill. Get the universe settled again. And I think, hey, anything's possible, right? What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below. From myself, from Zayan, from Umar, and from Samir, this is the Faruqi Brothers. We'll see you next time. Peace out.